But you are all students of Super School. Super School has one speciality. You try to understand not by thought. That is only the first step. You also try to understand by experience. So, to be a student of Super School, you should have one special qualification, either already possessed or to be possessed. But in any case, you should have it in due course. To study the statements of the Upanishads by experience, or you strive to experience. Experience is of various kinds. There is experience such as the experience of sugar by putting it on the tongue, that is called sense experience. You have sense, and the sense comes into contact with the object, and you have therefore the sense experience. But then there is a deeper experience, not by the senses, not by the sense organs, but directly by the mind. Very few people have developed this capacity to sense by mind directly without using the sense organs. At present they are called extrasensory, beyond senses, but they have sensuous experience. There have been examples where people are blindfolded and they are asked to sit on the scooter and run through the town. And they run without hurting anybody, no accident. It is because by the mind, the senses, the sense of sight is caught directly by the mind. There is a deeper sensation in the mind itself. You know, all of us have this kind of sense experience every night who have dreams. By what senses do you see the dreams? Your eyes are closed and yet you see all beautiful scenes, or various kinds of scenes. You talk, you hear, you feel, you sense. What is that capacity in you by which you do all this? The mind directly sensing. So this is the second type of experience. The third is still a deeper experience. It is called intuitive experience. Intuitive experience requires three stages. First, you have contemplation or meditation. Both are forms of concentration. You concentrate your consciousness. This is the power of consciousness. Every one of us possesses consciousness. We are all equal in the possession of consciousness. But different people have made use of consciousness differently. So if you concentrate properly, then consciousness gives you experience. First of all, concentration takes place. Then comes what is called drishti. You have the vision. Just as in dream you see, but for getting dreams you have to go into a kind of a sleep. You become unconscious to some extent. In the case of this spiritual experience, you go deep. but you do not lose consciousness. In the depth of consciousness, without going to sleep, you experience drishti, you have visions. You hear in the intensity of your being, you may hear something. In the intensity of your concentration, you can see, you have visions. And then you go beyond it. Visions and auditions, smells of various kinds are not the only experiences. Your deeper experiences, where the subject and the object become one. In your visions, you still are the subject that observes the object, the vision. But here, the subject and the object become one. So intuition is the power in which subject and the object become one. Now Upanishad invites you on a long journey. When you read Upanishad, you have a program. The least is to try to understand by your intellectual thought. It's the first stage. Then you concentrate upon what is stated, and then you try to have inner experience. And ultimately we arrive at illumination, the true knowledge. This is the end. It may take years and years and years. But if you start now, you'll be able to complete it before many years pass. If you start late in life, you can count how many years it will take then from that time onwards. That is why young students should start Upanishads at that young age. You start, you're listening, then gradually you ripen, and you pass through various stages of ripening, and then ultimately at the end of many years you experience